Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Last year, the Food and Drug Administration finally responded to public pressure to warn against risks associated with antidepressants prescribed for children. The FDA ordered that all antidepressants must carry warnings saying that these antidepressants increase the risk of suicidal thinking and behavior in children who take them. The FDA's action, which followed a recommendation of its advisory panel, was the result of data showing that on average, 2-3% of children taking antidepressants suffer increased thoughts about suicide. The FDA decision came 10 months after regulators in England declared that most antidepressants are not suitable for children under age 18. Recent research at Harvard Medical School's McLean Hospital and at the University of Texas Southwestern has reported depressive symptoms in rats that are exposed to Ritalin early in life. These findings raise concerns that Ritalin and other stimulants used to treat attention deficit disorder in young children may permanently alter the brain and lead to depression in adulthood. The criteria used for diagnosing attention deficit disorder are notoriously subjective, and overdiagnosis is believed to be widespread. One of the important findings of this work is that the effect of Ritalin does not go away as the child grows up. Another problem with Ritalin-type drugs is the many cases of parents being threatened that they cannot send their child to school, or even that Child Protective Services will take their child away if they do not give the child the psychotropic drug. Meanwhile, the new Freedom Commission on Mental Health created by President Bush is going ahead with its mental health screening of all children with the use of antidepressant drugs for those with problems. It is unclear what effect the new FDA warning will have on this commission's campaign to increase the availability of antidepressants to children.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Parents, your children should not undergo forced mental health screening. It's bad science, it's unconstitutional, and may lead your own child being stigmatized or over-medicated. Write Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for the Mental Health Packet. That's Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or online, eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
I can't believe it.
It really is amazing.
You have to care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good.
And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
Cardivite.
Cardivite. We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gets you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cardivite.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says a fool and his money are a girl's best friend, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Today is March the 23rd. You say, well, what is so significant about that? For whatever it is worth, it was on this day, March 23rd, 1775. See, we didn't become a nation until 1776, right? 1775, when Patrick Henry spoke to the Second Virginia Convention. Which, because of British hostilities. Now, let's realize these Brits were our government. We were Brits, okay? We were the British colony. And we were not getting along with our government. And they were meeting in St. John's Church when he proclaimed, "There is a just God who presides over the destinies of nations, who will raise up friends to fight our battles for us. The battle, sir, is not to the strong alone. It is to the vigilant, the active, the brave." Then Patrick Henry said, "Is life so dear, or peace so sweet, as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." He said that on this day, March 23rd, 1775. And Walmart said, "Oh, dern. Am I going to have to pay $11 million to make a settlement for hiring illegals?" And the judge said, "Yeah, you do." Walmart Stores has agreed to pay $11 million to settle federal allegations it uses illegal immigrants to clean its stores. Since 1998, federal authorities have uncovered the cases of at least 250 illegal immigrants who were employed by janitor contracting services. Now, get that, because, see, I think that's interesting. These people did not work for Walmart. They worked for janitor contracting services and hired by Walmart. This took place across 21 states. Many of the janitors were from Mexico, Russia, Mongolia, Poland, Brazil, the Czech Republic. Actually, they were from how many did I say? Many other states. I don't know how many states. Anyway, they worked 7 days or nights a week without overtime pay or injury compensation. Those who worked nights were often locked in the store until morning. Now, I don't know if I just don't go to Walmarts. Jeff, doesn't Walmart stay open 24 hours a day? I don't know. How could they be locked in there at night? I don't know. Anyway, the $11 million settlement clears Walmart of federal allegations of hiring the illegal immigrants. Now, again, remember, Walmart didn't hire these people. They contracted cleaning services that hired them, all right? On October the 23rd, federal agents raided 60 Walmart stores across 21 states. netting the alleged illegal aliens working in the stores. Almost all the workers were in the employ of subcontractors and were paid to clean the stores. Only 10 of them were actually employed by Walmart. So you say, how could... Do you hear that banging? Is that coming through the microphone? You don't think so. Boy, I tell you, it sounds like they're trying to knock the props out from under me here. If I just disappear, it's not because of the rapture. It's because they're working in the basement, and so help me, they're beating on this floor with 20-pound sledges. Anyhow, only 10 of the workers were employed by Walmart. Now, here's how they got them. The time of the, as I said, see, these illegals were working for a contractor who hires them to clean Walmart stores. But here's how they got Walmart involved. The time of the raids, the investigation involved wiretaps that revealed that Walmart executives were aware that the subcontractors used illegal workers. So anyway, Walmart's going to cough up $11 million. To settle that claim, and they promised to never, ever, ever hire underpaid illegal again. Being underpaid's one thing. Is it possible to be overpaid? Well, I'd say it is if you work for one of the big multinational agricultural food processing corporations, right? Brazilian farmers may... Jeff, why don't you... If you can get a hold of Charlie or somebody, maybe he can get that beating stopped. I don't know. Brazilian farmers may lose money. United States farmers may lose money. But Bunge, no, they make gobs of money. And who do the subsidies benefit? See, the farmers get subsidized, and the money goes to the multinational corporations. And you say, that can't possibly be. I see, if you know, you can get on the Internet, and you can check on the farmers and see actually which farmers are getting checks from the federal government as subsidy payments. It's there in black and white. Somebody accused me one time, said, you take those government payments. I said, you find me in that list and see if I do. Anyhow, they list them. So, anyway, I keep thinking about trying to get these guys stopped down in the basement. In the meantime, what happens here is the farmers are producing. Did you get a hold of anybody in there? Okay, well, you can tell me now because I've been talking about it on the air. The subsidies go indirectly to the corporations, because if it wasn't for the subsidies, the farmers would be broke. They're producing on a market below cost of production, so the only profit they get is the subsidy. So if it wasn't for that, the corporations wouldn't be able to buy grain, at least in this country, because the farmers wouldn't be selling any, because they'd all be broke and their farms would be gone. Now, in the meantime, Bunge... Their chairman and chief executive is Alberto Weiser, and would you believe he received a $3 million bonus? That's not his salary, that's his bonus in the year 2004. He didn't do that good in 2003, he just got $2.2 million bonus. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Today, the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver product on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
The United Nations Secretary General is Kofi Annan, however he pronounces it. He now wants to change the image of the UN. You know, a lot of folks are getting fed up with what the UN is doing, has done, and wants to do. Well, what it has done, is doing, isn't probably as bad as what it wants to do. But he wants to improve the image, and here's some of the things he thinks would improve the image of the United Nations. He wants to expand the number of Security Council members. He wants to replace the UN Human Rights Commission with a new council. He wants to adopt a convention against terrorism. And, get this, he wants to have rich countries earmark 0.7% of their gross national product for distribution to 133 nations comprising the developing world. In other words, he wants to take money from people that have it and just give it to people that don't have it. Well, see, the United Nations wasn't even capable of taking food and getting it to the people that were supposed to get it. How in the world are they? Do you realize what 0.7% of the gross national product amounts to? Gross product means gross. That means before any expenses are taken out. Does it not? That's the way I look at gross. You know, you have gross and tear. You have gross profit, net profit. Net profit is what you have left after you pay all the expenses. Gross national product, 0.7%. I'll bet our country doesn't even make 0.7% of gross national product. I don't know. But Mr. Annan thinks we ought to take it and divide it up among 133 other nations so that they can steal it and build fine homes and things and places all over the world and still let the people in those nations that are still developing starve to death. Anyhow, it's something to be thinking about, but this is what's on these people's minds. Now, when we talk about what's on people's minds, I have been explaining for the past least year and a half now how the greeny weenies, how the environmental nuts, how those people out there that do not believe in free enterprise and property ownership is going to take our property through the water. We've seen it happen all over the country, these watershed programs. We've discussed them on the air. But now we are discussing them in Geneva at the Alternative World Water Forum. And you can't believe some of the ideas that these people have and how we are going to be controlled in the use of our water. I say we, they're not talking about just the United States. They're talking about everybody out there anywhere. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
From the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleit's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleit, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleit is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleit, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have returned. If you're a regular listener, you've heard me visiting with Ray Cuneo from time to time, and Ray sort of enjoys telling the story about when they defeated the Scenic Rivers program and the Man in the Biosphere program. All these things is their land control, and one of the environmental people said, you won this, but he said, we're going to come back through watersheds, and we're going to get control of this land one way or the other. Something to that effect. I'm taking it out of, I don't have the exact wording as Ray uses it, but, and the guy knew what he was talking about. This water control thing has been in the minds of people that want to control the land and control our lives for a long, long time. Now, it's going to be a United Nations thing. It's going to be held in Geneva. It's called the World Water Parliament. World, did you get that? World Water Parliament? This forum is going to be held in Geneva. And it calls for a global tax to save a vital resource. Now, let's talk a little bit about saving water. Do you know you can't save water? Do you know there's not one drop of water more on this earth today than there was when it was created? And do you know there's not one drop of water less on this earth today than when the earth was created? Now, some say it was created millions of years ago, and others say, oh, it was created. You know when God created the earth? Just 6,000 years ago. But either way, every drop of water is still here. It's either in the form of vapor, in the form of fluid water, or in the form of ice. Those are the three forms of water. And it's all here. You cannot destroy it. You can boil it, but what does it do when you boil it away? It just goes into the atmosphere. It becomes a cloud, and it rains back down. It's all here just like it was. Now, the UN wants this global tax for the creation of a world water parliament to protect our water. It's a two-day forum that's going to be held, and it's to promote the creation of a world public service for water through a series of concrete measures. The forum is proposing introducing a 1 cent tax on water worldwide. Now, do you see why we're seeing this legislation across the nation? We're going to have to tax your water well. We have to put a meter on your private water well. Are you with me? Come on. People say, oh, they can't put a tax on my water well. You think they can't? They're doing it in several states right now. Missouri just passed the legislation not too many months ago. They don't have meters on the wells yet in Missouri, but they're a-coming. And they say, oh, it's just to monitor the well. We just want to monitor the water. That's what they tell you to start with. Just like, you know, you can't smoke on certain seats in an airplane, right? Okay, let's move on. They want a 1 cent tax on water worldwide. Now, I don't know if that's 1 cent a gallon, 1 cent a person, 1 cent for what. I don't know. I'm just looking at an article here titled The Alternative World Water Farm. And this is all the information I have right now, and I didn't have time to go into any more detail, but I will assure you there'll be more details to come. A global water parliament will hold its first meeting in Brussels next year. Now, Jeff, we ought to go to that thing. I've been to a couple of UN. I was at the World Food Conference in Rome. We were at the, Argentina. This thing, these people are serious about this. And what's interesting is the dummies, and I'm not talking about them, they're smart. It's us dummies that allow this sort of thing to happen. It's going to be held in Brussels next year. It'll establish the rules to assure the equitable distribution of the vital resource. The vital resource here is water. Now, how are they going to get an equitable distribution out there where that little pygmy owl is still looking for a mate in the Sonora Desert? You see, some areas are not supposed to have water. They talk about, oh, these poor people that live in the desert. Well, I kind of have to go along with the fellow that says tell them to move to town. If you've been, I've spent a lot of time in that part of the country with ranchers, but go to the Four Corners area where New Mexico, Arizona, Utah, and Colorado all meet. And there they have what's the name of that park? It's where those cliff dwellers lived. And it's high desert. I mean, it is high desert. By high, I mean it's up there 8,000 or 10,000 feet above sea level, something like that. And there's nothing grow up there except a few little old pinion trees and some cacti and some yucca plants. And they talked about how those poor people, they didn't have water. The Dolores River isn't 15, 20 miles away. All they had to do was walk 20 miles. They could have done it in an afternoon, and they'd have had all the water they wanted. Let's take a break. More on the water, but first, these messages.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Just in, gold ownership can improve your health. From SwissAmerica.com. Get this. It's a known fact that people who own gold sleep better at night and feel better during the day, knowing that their money is protected and growing in gold and silver coins. And I agree. Sure, there are tons of problems facing America, like the three D's, the debt, deficits, and declining dollar. Yet, it's true, I do sleep better knowing that my gold coins serve to provide a financial safety net during uncertain times. Do what I did. Call Swiss America today at 800-289-2646, spelling 800-B-U-I-C-O-I-N, to get the economic solutions that will keep you and your money in great shape. It's a $20 value, but free if you call 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-B-U-I-C-O-I-N.
Hey, why aren't you smiling? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and check out the People's Dental Plan. Are you staying away from the dentist because it's too expensive? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and save from 20 to 50% or more at the dentist with the People's Dental Plan. Do the kids need braces? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and join the People's Dental Plan. The People's Dental Plan covers your whole family with discounts on virtually all dental procedures. Cleanings, fillings, x-rays, braces, you name it. All for just $9.95 a month at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So if you're losing that healthy smile, you know the drill. Go to www.excellentsmile.com and join the money-saving People's Dental Plan today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, adults are just kids who owe money. Derry Brownfield!
And we're back. Talking about this World Water Forum. Now, you know, there's listeners out there that say, Brownfield, You can't believe that these things can happen. I truly believe these things not only can happen, they are going to happen. Because if you study the history, you'll know that all of this water control business couldn't just spring up on a local basis. Oh, you know, this was a local group of people. This is grassroots folks that wanted this salt project along the Monitor Creek. This is just a few people that want to see these meters controlled. They want to check the water to make sure that the wells are pure and that everything is fine. This is part of the Clean Water Act. It's happening all over the country. And now there's going to be 1,200 people from around the globe, and get this, from 150 non-governmental organizations that's going to participate in this forum. the Alternative World Water Forum. The United Nations will launch its global campaign called Water for Life. Now, see, they always make this stuff sound good. Sure, you got to have water for life. It aims to cut by half the number of people worldwide who do not have access to drinking water by 2015. Well, why just cut it by half? Why not give everybody water? The forum also adopted an action plan for the recognition of water as a human right. Its use for the common good, and it called for public financing and democratic control of the resource. I'm reading right out of their own United Nations stuff, people. They're going to control the resource. Your water, my water, and anybody else's water is going to be controlled. A professor at the University of Switzerland called for water to be excluded from the negotiations at the World Trade Organization on the liberation of services and said the World Bank should stop requiring the privatization of water as a condition for granting loans. Now, I didn't realize that the World Bank would not loan money unless the country owned its private water. Now, this professor says, hey, they shouldn't be able to do that. There shouldn't be any private water. The World Water Forum will be held next summer, I say summer, next year, in Geneva. And it's going to be Water for Life, the new global campaign of the United Nations. And there'll be public financing and democratic control of our water. Now, just the other day, Monday to be exact, I was in Waterloo, Illinois. I went to Hecker, Illinois, and I visited there with about 600-700 people with the Monroe County Rural Electric Association. Had a good time. A lot of fun folks there. And I drove my Ram Tough Dodge four-wheel drive diesel Cummins engine pickup truck. And it'll go 500 miles on a tank of gas, or fuel, I mean, tank of diesel, because I have driven 500 miles on a tank of fuel when I'm not pulling anything. And it was only 185 miles out there, but I don't like to have a low fuel tank. So I stopped at Waterloo, Illinois, and filled up with 8 gallons of fuel. And diesel in Waterloo, Illinois, cost $2.35.9 a gallon. I made a little note on the calendar. $2.35.9 for diesel in Waterloo, Illinois, March 21st, 2005. I looked up some information today. Gas prices have jumped nearly 13 cents in the past 2 weeks. Now, this is overall. If you remember when Craig Smith was on one day this week, he was talking about gasoline in the state of California was actually over $3 a gallon. This information comes from the Lundberg survey, where they survey 7,000 gas stations twice a month. Now, semi-monthly, does that mean every 2 months or does that mean every 2 weeks? See, that's always confusing to me. The average retail price for all three grades increased $12.74 a gallon. Average price, when this came out, let me see, it came out March 20th. So that was, it was on the air on Sunday. $2.13 was the average price. The most popular grade, self-service regular, was priced at $2.10. The 76 Union Station on the Pacific Coast Highway in Malibu, self-service pump selling regular unleaded at $3.05 a gallon. Supreme unleaded at $3.15. Now, what date did we have Lindsey Williams on the air? I failed to put that on my 11. Don't say 11. Say January, February, March. November 30th, 2004. See, I try to get people to write the month down. My wife does that all the time on our cattle papers. You know, she'll say that cow was born in, and it'll be and then I got to start out January, February, March, April, May, June. Oh, it's born in September. You know, I don't know why people can't just write SEPT. Then I know that was September. Anyhow, it had happened on November the 30th that we had Lindsey Williams with us, and he made the comment. Do you have that one comment just picked out, Jeff?
Which comment?
The one that says that we will see $3 a gallon gasoline.
We can try it.
Well, don't try it. Let's just go through some of his comments, because I think they're very, very interesting as he explains this gas situation. In case you were not listening November the 30th, it'd be a good show to get a copy of. But go ahead. Let's put Lindsey back on there.
The price of gallon at the gas pump is going to go to $3 to $4 a gallon, and it's not going to be that long off. And if you don't learn the facts right now, let me give you my books so you can. Give them to you as a gift when you get my videotapes.
When is it going to happen? I'm writing this.
You're in trouble.
Hey, Lindsey, I'm writing this down. I'm going to put it on the calendar. Okay.
That's a rough edit, sorry.
That's a rough edit. That's pretty rough, I'd say.
Yeah,
you know, there's a little button on there that you can push. If I knew which button to push, I could have stopped it. But that's all right. No problem.
You want to try another one?
Now, yeah, but anyway, he says, and he did this in November.
Yes.
He said, we will see $3 a gallon gasoline, he said, in the very near future. Well, in California, regular unleaded, $3.05. Okay, let's go on with Lindsey.
But the World Bank is taxing you at the gas pump, and they're making, any time the price of a gallon of gas is $2 a gallon more at the gas pump, they are making $60 billion per year off of you. Not the oil companies, not OPEC, not necessarily the Arabs, the World Bank.
Does he explain then why it's the World Bank?
Not necessarily, just that they're the controllers, the elite, and they are controlling
the prices. Okay, you've got
more
than that on him. Go ahead, let him talk a little more.
Earlier, OPEC does not control the price of a barrel of crude oil. It went to $49.75 yesterday afternoon. Gold went to $455 and something an ounce. This is not controlled by the Arabs. It's controlled by none other than those who sit behind the computers in New York and London every day and tell the Arabs what they're going to give them for a barrel of oil, tell us Americans what we're going to pay at the gas pump for a gallon of gasoline. It doesn't cost a penny more to get that barrel of oil out of the ground today at Prudhoe Bay than it did 35 years ago. So it's not us, that it's not demand. It is the people who are controlling us at the gas pump. In my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, and my book, To Seduce a Nation, tell how the people who control the world are controlling you and me at the gas pump. Now,
okay, by the way, we had a bunch of those books, and I think they're about all gone, but I can get them for you. I'm not going to make the pitch right now because I don't know how to do it. But if you're really interested, we can, I think, send them to you for $10 at that energy non-crisis. What Lindsey Williams, and in case you weren't listening back in November, Lindsey Williams is a preacher, and he sat in on these Prudhoe Bay meetings that gave him executive privileges. And he sat in on those meetings, and he heard how they were going to control the oil prices. And he explains also how many, I can't begin to give the figures, but how big that pool of oil is there in Anwar, and they shut it up. They act like there's no oil there. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Want to look good and feel great?
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
And we have returned. Let's go to the telephones. Sam in Missouri. Hi, Sam, you're up next.
Yeah, good to hear you, Derry, as always. And I just want to mention to you, I talked to Jeff a while ago, and I mentioned to him one of the things I'm going to be getting over to you guys is the link to the entire Agenda 21. There is a place you can go and get it, and so I'll get that over to you. And the one you want to pull down that pertains to the issues we're talking about here today with water particularly is Chapter 18. They talk about how water is to be made a finite resource and how there should be limited water for all, as opposed to, and I'm paraphrasing it, but it's in there, as opposed to much water for some. And so this comes right out of UN Agenda 21. And the thing that gets me so aggravated, one of the things I keep running into around here when you confront a lot of the people around here, well, at least some of them anyway, is when you start talking to them about some of these politicians going down this road, one of the problems you have in a lot of these rural areas is some of these guys that are now in political office have gone to school with perhaps some of the people in the area, and the comments I'll get is like, "Why, he was good old boy. Now I'd never paint him in a bad light. He wouldn't do anything to us like that." And the thing I'm simply saying is he is doing this to the American public or to the taxpayers of the county. I don't care where it is. It needs to be dealt with.
Yeah, see, first of all, this good old boy probably doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
See, you and I attended that same meeting down there in Owensville, and those people got suckered into this, they really thought it was all right. Just like I had a caller from a lady out in South Dakota. And, I believe this lady, well, it happened in South Dakota. It also happened in Kansas. She called just the other day, and she wanted to thank us for getting her the information. Ray Cuneo actually got it to her and told her what to do and what to say, and she got the Biosphere Reserve Program stopped because she showed the facts and the figures to the people that were involved. The lady in South Dakota was the one that was interesting because there was an individual there that had a lot of church people behind him thinking Biosphere Reserve is scenic byway is what it was. The scenic byway was really going to be good for the community. And so she went around and talked to all these people, showed them the documents, showed them what actually was in this, was involved in this thing. He said, well, I don't know what happened to all my people. They were behind it a while ago. Well, they saw the light. All you have to do is prove, just show them the documents, show them the work, show them the paper. And we can straighten them out. But like you say, your good old boys, they get suckered in. Don't you think, hey, Sam, I hear music. Let's take a break. Stay by me. Hang on.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999 and a half miles to the west, or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Ecologic Powerhouse magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org. Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. We have returned. Are you still with me, Sam?
I am still here.
Okay, you were quoting the United Nations Agenda 21, Chapter 18. What did you say they said about water?
They say actually some for all rather than more for some is what the actual real quote is.
Some for all, not more for some.
Yeah.
I wonder what kind of water they're talking about here. Are we talking about drinking water, do you think, or for industrial purposes or what?
Well, I will tell you, to get a glimpse of where they're actually going, a guest you need to have on, and I'll get her, I'll send that information to you as well.
Okay.
Is a lady by the name of Jean Soderman, who has attended the World Water Conferences, and she's actually listened to Mikhail Gorbachev speak at these conferences. And their actual quotes, apparently Gorbachev's quotes at some of these conferences, was that nobody should have more than 10.5 gallons per day per use of water.
That's about what one cow will drink.
Yeah, and there's no way that you could realistically survive on that. And, of course, as we know, there are some parts of the country, or some parts of the world, I think Sweden was one of them, that was going to mandate that after a certain point everybody was to go back to compost toilets. And I'm going to tell you something, Derry. I've used a compost toilet before, and they are worse than an outhouse, and an outhouse is bad enough. So this is where we're headed if we're not careful. I mean, these people have some draconian visions, and I'm telling you, I think one of the problems that we have, and while this doesn't directly tie in, indirectly it does, I think the deal that's going on now with Terry Schiavo out in Florida should underscore just how pervasive and how draconian the corruption has become in our system. And I think what we're running into here is that we have become more of a corrupt society and more of a sellout society than I think we would care to admit.
Yeah, you know, I spoke the other night and we were talking about starvation. I just mentioned, I said, well, she'll live for months without food. I had no idea that they wouldn't let her have water. See, they won't even let her. They won't even let her rinse. They won't even rinse her mouth out with water.
That's right.
Well, you don't live long without water.
No, absolutely not. And what's coming here? See, this is the whole effort to try to brainwash us into thinking that the human being is a parasite on the face of the earth. And the thing I always tell people that you need to do when you run into these people, at least what I try to do whenever I run into them, is say, okay, if you're so convinced of this, then when should I, you know, and I'm talking about when you're talking to these people who think this, the thing you might want to comment to them, okay, if you think that human beings are such a parasite on the face of the earth, then when should we schedule your next appointment at the lethal injection?
Yeah, Prince Charles would be first to go.
That's right, absolutely. And I'm just sick and tired of this, Derry. I just, this is why I've just taken the gloves off to this. When I was a child, I can remember in school, I went to a school for the blind, and we had blind people there, and we had partially sighted students there. And one of the stunts that they would like to do, that a lot of the partially sighted students would do, is they would take advantage of particularly the blind and less fortunate. We would have some students there that were blind and maybe had some retardation as well or some sort of a disability. And the way they would do it is they would say if one of the students wanted change or something, they would give them the incorrect change, knowing that they wouldn't tell the difference. And that used to just infuriate me because I could catch myself in that same situation. And, of course, back then, the way you solved your problems was you just went and beat them up, you know, when they did that.
If you could find them.
Right. And I see a lot of this nonsense of these people that are involved in this corruption. I see the same thing here, except they're doing it on a broader scale. And the public is being, A, misinformed, and, B, these people are out here. If anybody's a parasite, it's these people looking to suck money out of people's pockets as vultures on this society.
And the law is behind the bad guys.
You got it. Absolutely.
Well, the law is strictly behind the bad guys. Just like the cop, and I said I'm not going to talk about Terry. I'm not. I'm going to talk about the cop. There's a cop standing by her bed to make sure somebody doesn't slip her an ice cube in her mouth or something like that so she can get a little comfort. What kind of a cop could do that? What kind of a human being could, I mean, come on, it's time for me to go. I'm going to do it. Thanks for the call, Sam, and may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Trails to you, keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you, till we meet again. Happy trails.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over a million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.